This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kopech's ready, as is Torres. The 2-2 pitch. Bouncer up the middle. Edmonds spins, fires in time, and that's a win for LA. They hang on to take game 3, 4-2. They lead this World Series 3-0.
Dodgers Radio Network. Los Angeles Dodgers up 3-0. Yankees are giving it away now.
They're giving it away. Give it away now.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys think they get swept tonight? I don't think so. I think we'll see some baseball on Wednesday.
Sweep.
God, I hope you're right.
Yep.
I really hope you're right. I just don't think you're right.
It'd never be nothing better than watching the Yankees get swept on their home field as an inferior team to what we're seeing on the other side. And it's weird too, because the Dodgers have had a ton of injuries. Which is why this is the scariest team that we're going to have for the next 5 to 10 years. They're going to keep spending. So they're not going anywhere anytime soon. And I think as fans, everybody's going to start to hate them unless you live in L.A. And to Rob's point, they're just going to keep spending money. They're already in the Juan Soto race.
I think they're the new evil empire.
Yeah.
They really are.
But I'm still going to hate New York more.
Baseball
than
desperately needs a floor.
Yes.
Desperately. So that some of these teams could be forced to spin. That's the problem. The problem is not the teams that are spending a ton of money. You're leaving all the players out there available for them. The problem is, you know, in years past, the Orioles, hopefully that's a pass, Tampa, the Guardians, the Twins, those guys don't spend money. But at the same time, you know why there'll be no floor? Because there had to be a collective bargaining agreement.
Yeah.
And there had to be some money shared. And baseball owners don't want to do that. Well, so there'll never be a cap, never be a floor, and we'll continue to complain like this. And every now and then, you'll get a Tampa Bay. Hey. By the way, how many World Series championships do they have? Do they have? They have no championships.
None. They went to one.
Because they get their pick when the two happened.
Did they go to the second one? Who was that against?
Two. They went during the COVID year, and they went the year beat
the Dodgers. Then right,
they lost to the Dodgers, but they went the year that they beat the
they lost to the Phillies.
Was it Phillies? They beat the Red Sox in the ALCS. Yeah, that's the year they brought David Price up out of the bullpen.
Yeah, okay.
But they didn't want anything because they get their pants pulled down in the World Series. The team that spent the money.
By the way, David Price, who ended up on the Dodgers, so. Just think about it, man. They can get whatever they want. And again, I know like it's sour grapes for everyone. That's fine. The five teams out there that are going out there spending most of the money in Major League Baseball, we'll let the other 25 bitch about it.
See, here's the thing.
That's what's happening.
It's not sour. Why is it sour grapes when we bring up reality? It's not sour grapes. I'm not pulling against the Dodgers because they spent money. I'm not rooting against the Yankees because they spend money. I mean, you're rooting against the Yankees because they're in my division and I hate them. I was raised to hate them. It has nothing to do with the money. I'm pulling for the Dodgers, for goodness sake. That's just, baseball is just eating itself alive with all the superstars ending up in the same market. Because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
All these young superstars right here, we're all sitting around thinking, okay, where will they end up? Where will Ellie De La Cruz end up? You know what I mean, that's what we all think.
Well, I mean, they've turned out to be a farm system for other teams. Like, There are already people talking about Baltimore not being able to. Remember, this was going on before ownership changed.
I didn't bring that up on purpose.
Well, where's Gunnar Henderson going to go when he's done here in Baltimore? Well, we should be able to keep some of these guys now.
Think about this. Ray Lewis in baseball would have never been able to spend his entire career in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Troy Polamalu, his entire career, maybe doesn't spend it in Pittsburgh.
Well, how many stars do we see spend? Like, if we brought up the top 20 players, how many of them are on a new team right now and not on, you know, the team they were drafted by? I think this happens more times now in sports than it ever has.
And we beat up on Mike Trout because, like, he wants to stay. Why does he want to stay? Doesn't he want to win? Yeah, he wants to stay there and win. Yeah.
I was just laughing because at some point in the next 10 years, we're going to have two guys in a locker room or a clubhouse going, hey, my two alma maters play your three alma maters this weekend. Do you want to do a contest where I have to wear a jersey if they... Like, we've got so many kids switching colleges now, let alone the free agency in sports, so... We got free agency in college.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. That's exactly what you have.
It's even worse.
Yeah, in some ways it is.
Everybody, I mean, just got so many guys switching teams that it makes it difficult.
And no, that's far worse. You can go to college and stay there till the season's over with and leave.
Yeah.
The pros, you at least got a contract.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same extent, too, like once things end and we see this, the other problem that we have is that the big market teams are the ones setting the market on big-time free agents. And once they offer that first contract, there's only a handful of teams that are going to be in the mix on that. There's nothing you can do about that. If you're the Orioles, you're going to pay somebody $400 million right now?
Well, that's the problem. I mean, how many guys, now you mentioned the Dodgers are in on Juan Soto. How many teams can be in on Juan Soto?
The Dodgers, the Mets, the Yankees back on them.
The Cubs could if they wanted
to. The Cubs could probably. Maybe the Red Sox.
You know the other team I heard?
Mm-hmm.
The Phillies.
The Phillies.
Yeah, right. They want somebody to pair with Bryce
Astros.
Harper. Astros
were.
Yeah, but I know the Phillies were. They were saying they want to pair him with Bryce Harper. And I'm going, how much money do they have? Jesus.
A lot. How much money do you have? A lot.
Yeah. Is that 21 Savage? A lot.
A lot.
But you're right. The floor is a necessity, but the cap is a necessity too. And they should get this worked out, but Major League Baseball players don't want it to happen because it limits what you can make.
Here's my thing though, Jeremy. And you're right. You can't have a floor without a cap. But you know what the cap does? I mean, the floor does? The floor takes away some of these available free agents because you got to spend.
Mm-hmm.
You have to spend. You know what I mean? You can't be down here and money spent and have all these floating free agents. No, you either have to keep your players or get some of these free agents. And if you're keeping your players, there are fewer free agents involved. Baseball has probably more free agents available every year than any other sport.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, another...
And football has more on the roster.
Yeah.
Another oddball team and I don't know if they would do it, for Soto could be Toronto. Don't forget, they were in the Shohei Ohtani sweepstakes.
I don't want them in this division.
I don't care. I mean, what, you afraid of a gold glove outfielder? Stupidest thing I've ever read.
Jeremy Kahn's Daily Line at 9:30. But on the other side, Ed Norris, you got a shovel for us?
I do. I'm going to give it to rental car companies. I have a question.
We have answers.
We'll see.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057 The Fan. Shovels next. It's time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057 The Fan. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel?
Rental car companies. Avis in particular. I don't understand this. I'm a long-time Avis customer. And I've got to go, I have to get my 6-month checkup for my shoulder replacement. So I have to drive from Sarasota to Tampa, and they're actually north of Tampa. So it's like an hour and change ride. So I need a car. So I book a cheap car. It was $186 for 3-4 days, whatever it is. I'm like, okay, that's reasonable. I can do that. Not bad. I click on it. I get the checkout. It's $343.
How does it go up that much?
Taxes and fees. I took no nothing. I don't need GPS. I know where I am. I have insurance. I don't take any of that nonsense. Go ahead. Yes?
Can you stop at Ybor City to get me some cigars?
I can.
Thank you.
What you got on his rental car? What you got on his rental car?
How does it go from $186 to $343? And you advertise the price as $186. So people jump, oh, okay, fine. And then if you don't look closely... Because it was in tiny, tiny print at the top. And then when you get to the, you know, finally check out, it says $343. And I'm like, what?
Is any of this stuff sanctioned? Like, because I was bringing up buying concert tickets to you. I bought 4 concert tickets, and in the service charge was as much or more than one of the tickets.
That's how it is buying Oreo tickets.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Well, I'm taking.
That's why we don't pay for them.
Well, I'm trying to. I'm looking at tickets now for the Carolina Hurricanes Ottawa Senators game in Raleigh.
When you're going to see your son?
When I see my son, taking him and his girlfriend to the game. And I'm going to look at the tickets. Okay. But I'm like, I'm wondering what the fee is going to be on top of the ticket price, because hockey tickets aren't cheap anyway. And then what kind of fee are they going to drop on me?
And when do they show it to you? You know, you pick
out
your...
They don't show it to you done.
The very
check
end.
Out.
Yeah.
Check out.
Oh, don't forget, we just charged you $180 because we hit a button.
I'm sorry about that rental car fee, but those cigars, you can get them from King Corona Cigars. It'll help me out, Ed, because I was about to order them because I'm running low, and I don't want to pay the service charge.
Yeah. And when you're leaving out, make sure you grab some of those for him.
Leave it out.
Ed, get on that, man.
Yeah,
I will.
I'm sorry about your service charge, but I'm glad you're going, because I didn't want to pay the service charge on the cigars.
I'm serious, though. This is outrageous. And I believe in tiny government, but I wish somebody would look at this and say, this is nonsense. And when did credit cards come with the 30% interest? And everything's the wrong way.
Wait until people find out about those payday loans.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest scam that we have going in the U.S. now. The fact that they can even do those.
Yeah.
Like, you can charge somebody. You offer somebody $300 to help them out with their bills for the week. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, they're still paying back tenfold of what. I mean, you're going to end up paying them $2,000 to pay that thing off. Because if you don't overpay, I've seen this happen to so many people mm-hmm. that get stuck in these things. And it's like, it's BS.
But credit card companies are no different. I mean, you get in debt, and then you pay the minimum because you can't afford to pay more. Almost all of it goes to interest. Your principal never comes down.
Yep.
And then you go over your limit. They charge you that you have to pay plus the penalty. And when did it become like 28 to 30-something percent interest? When I was in the police academy, like 25% above was loan sharking.
Yeah.
That was a crime.
Yeah.
When did this happen?
Jeremy Cole, who gets your shovel?
I give it to me. Because I know how today's going to go. Now, look, all the things that have been going wrong for me over the past couple weeks, I hit the lottery with my wife. My wife is one of the most amazing people that you're ever going to meet. At the hospital, she won't leave my side. Last week, when we get home, taking care of me. I mean, she's a nurse, so I think that's inherently in her blood. But the past 2 days, she's been saying, hey, your tires look a little light. Maybe you should fill them up. I'm like, what? She goes, yeah, it looks a little light on the driver's side. You might want to put some air in them. I'm going, okay, I'll do it today when I get the oil changed and everything else.
Are you a procrastinator?
Absolutely. I have a procrastinators meeting. We'll do it tomorrow. Never mind. So the point is that she's been telling me about it, and today my tire blows out. I drove over something on the highway.
Are you going to tell her that?
She knows. She already knows. But I know it's going to happen. I'm going to look at her at one point, and she's going to be smiling, and she's going to go, didn't I tell you to put air in that thing? Because now she's right no matter what the result was.
You know what? You deserve that, because she's been telling you to put air in that thing.
Just for 2 days. I ain't here the first day. I mean, I did, but I didn't.
My shovel goes to Bears head coach Matt Eberflus for this right here.
And then you've also downplayed the significance of the 13 yards on the previous play. I'm curious why you've downplayed that, and it seemed like you were motioning towards Jalen to come up on that play before that play was run.
Yeah, so they're, in that particular situation, you always know that they're going to do, with 6 seconds to go at the 35, they're going to either go for the end zone there or just try to get more yards and do that. So if you want to play sideline defense, what they're going to do is they're going to convert to the Hail Mary right there and then just run everybody off the sideline. Then you got to pick them up from the sideline and do the same job that you're going to do in the Hail Mary. So, to me, we wanted to just bring them up so we wouldn't get something that's too far down the field, which it was to the 48, and then we set up for a Hail Mary at the end.
But you thought that Jalen could have thrown it 70 yards there as opposed to 50?
No, it's going to land. It's going to land somewhere, but you're going to end up playing the same type of defense. It's going to land somewhere in the in that area, how far you can throw it, so 60, 65 yards somewhere in there.
And there's another cut, Jeremy, where he names – Tyrese Stevenson and says, well, he's the one that was supposed to box out the receiver. Okay, number one, you don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Media can do that. You don't do that. And then you dodge your responsibility. What about you handing the ball to an offensive lineman who fumbles on the goal line? What about you taking no accountability for the wrong defense at the end of the game? But yet, you throw Stevenson is a moron. He is. However, you as his head coach aren't supposed to do that publicly. You don't do that publicly. You can dog cuss him in the locker room, and you're fine. But you don't do that publicly and dodge responsibility for your meltdown. This is fire this man. This whole game was a microcosm of why he should lose this game. Bad coaching decisions. And when Stevenson is on the sidelines yapping at the Commanders fans, that's a lack of discipline. So it's bad coaching decisions and a lack of discipline for your team. Why are you here? If I called Ralph yesterday, a buddy who's a Bears fan.
Is he okay?
I said, dude, he's okay. I said, dude, I'm not picking on you, but you got some talent on that team. You need a coach.
You finally have a quarterback.
That kid ain't that guy ain't the answer. He's not the answer. They need a coach.
Well, two things that go into that. So first off, to not acknowledge that the 13 yards that you gave up on the previous play, allowing them to get out of bounds. He didn't even make the throw to the end zone. It got tipped up and went backwards.
Exactly. So put him 13 yards back. He can't make that throw.
And what did we talk about? We were talking about this yesterday in a commercial break. When is somebody going to realize rushing five is better than rushing three at the end of the game and having everybody back? The quicker you get to him, the less time he has to throw it.
Can somebody remember what Rex Ryan did when he was here? Because he said the same thing yesterday. I couldn't remember whether Rex Ryan rush five in that situation or not. Because Rex talks out of his ass sometimes as a commentator.
Does, yeah,
he talks out of his ass.
Somebody just did that in the NFL or college where they did the same thing. Sacked the quarterback. Had no chance of getting the ball off because you rushed five. And if you're, and I get it, you don't want to do that if you're 30 yards away, right? And then you can still get it out, hit the slant, hit the seam, whatever.
But if you got to heave it 50 or more yards, you gotta wait. You gotta wait for them to get there.
You do.
I'm coming downfield. I just, Matt Eberflus, you lost your team, man.
I think you changed his name the right way, Eberflus.
I said Flus.
It sounded like Eberflus. You
know
suck,
what?
You jackass.
You know what? I'm gonna own it. Matt Eberflus, I'm gonna own that. Trademark that for me, Jeremy. I just coined a phrase.
Eberflus.
Oh, but do you agree with me? You don't say things like that publicly, man.
No.
Get him in that locker room and dog cuss him. Make him catch his own plane, his own flight back home. You can do all those things.
I blame him publicly, anyway.
I got to do too, Ed.
It's the coach. It's his fault, man. Listen, I get it. The dopey shouldn't have been over there taunting the fans. He should have been playing, you know, doing his job.
He made it back to the ball.
But, he made it back. He should have been playing.
He should have thought it was okay to do it.
He should have that too. But the fact is, anybody who runs a prevent defense, you should be fired. Today. Fired. Prevent defense is the worst frigging thing. I don't know why people still do this. It is maddening.
You know
maddening
why? To watch because this. It doesn't get brought up how many times it works. We remember all the times it doesn't. But again, I'm with you.
You know why it doesn't work?
I'm with you.
Because
though.
It's a desperation play for the offense. That's why it doesn't work most of the time. It's stupid.
You change up everything you've done the entire game to create a shell in the back end. And then sometimes even throw in players. Like on Hail Marys, how often do we see wide receivers out there?
Let's reverse this. You talk about rushing five. Okay, you're going to blitz. How many times do you rush five? Do you get burned for a 60-yard pass? Almost never.
Yeah.
Oh, the odds are the same. Never. It'll happen once in a while.
Well, if you're
give
the
it
Ravens,
a shot.
It happens.
I'm not even a Bears fan. I was mad at him.
I was upset. I was.
I was too.
And I wanted the Commanders to win.
I think because from the time you were a kid and the coach said, all right, we're in prevent now. We got to go over prevent defense. Okay. And they've been doing this forever. Like, stop.
Yeah.
Joe LaCroix's on court 9:45, but on the other side, Jeremy Kahn. I got some nickels, man. We're going to put them down.
A nickel?
Yeah,
we've got, again, another potpourri of
Jimmy
sports tonight. NBA, NHL, college football, and we have what could be the final game in the World Series. Last night was interesting night for me. I ended up going 2-2-1, and I was so close to going 5-0, it's frustrating. But we'll talk about it. I'll get into what worked last night, hit my top play yesterday. We'll get into all that and more right here on 105.7 The Fan.
The Big Bad Daily Line. 105.7 The Fan.
Levine over the ball. Late in the clock. Levine for the first. Bulls lead.
Get out.
Levine wants the clear out against the 7-1 Huff. Step back. Zach Levine.
Kiss myself.
Levine. Oh, nice cut by Giddey. Nice. What a pass by Vucevic. Nice.
That's courtesy NBA TV.
These uncool guys watching movies that they don't know what they're talking about.
One of my favorite plays last night, I get choked up talking about it, was the Grizzlies over. Some people don't realize, the Bulls are playing at the fastest pace in the league right now. Grizzlies played an up-tempo game, but people think about their team, and it's like Jaren Jackson Jr., Marcus Smart, all these defensive-minded players. And in my write-up, I'm like, Ja Morant is going to have a field day running up and down this floor. Well, about 15 to 20 minutes before the game started, they scratched him.
Oh, man.
It doesn't make any sense to me either. But again, then I'm watching the game. I turn it off at halftime, wake up to a win, as I was happy about that. I ended up pushing.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Phoenix Suns, they won by four. That hurt a little bit because I thought that was a win. The Heat, the one that hurt really was the Heat and the Pistons over. All I needed them to score was like 100 points in the second half, like a typical old half that we've had. Remember,
right.
a lot of quarters you're having now, they're scoring 60, 65 points in some of these up-tempo games. In fact, they did it in the first half. Have no idea what happened in the second half. The Heat put up a 12 or 14-point quarter. And the Pistons did the same thing in the fourth. So it went under. That was a loss. I had the under in the NFL game. That sucked just because, I mean, if we're honestly looking at things, look at the scoring in the fourth quarter and how it went. We had a punt return for a touchdown late in the third. But it's football, and this is what happened. And again, Vegas gets their ass kicked last night. Needed the under, needed the Giants. No bueno. So the other wins I had, Cavaliers won outright. You know, we talked about some of the other NBA plays. The Nuggets are struggling right now, and there's some talk that they may even just cut Russell Westbrook because, you know, he didn't fit in with the Lakers because he can't stretch the floor for him. They need him to shoot threes. They need the floor. They need it separated so guys can't hang in the lane.
Why do you sign him to do something that he doesn't do?
I guess they like the energy off the bench, but again, they're going to have to make a move, and this might be the last we see of Russell Westbrook, but we shall see. Maybe they find something that works out for them. So getting to tonight real quick and what I want to bring up. The NHL, I like Anaheim and the New York Islanders to go under the 5.5. You may get it at 6 in some places, but right now I'm seeing some 5.5s. Wouldn't be shocked if it went up, you know, another half a goal, if you will.
Rangers playing the Caps tonight.
I like the under there too, mm-hmm. but I didn't make it a play. Mm-hmm. I may eventually. I want to dive into some more stuff when I get home this afternoon.
We'll dive in. Shut up.
Well, I ain't got enough time this morning, man. My damn tire blew. What do you want from me? Actually, these are all my plays. The same research goes into it. But again, with hockey, I want to look at some more things before I make a decision.
Caps are playing surprisingly well.
Shut up.
College football, I like Sam Houston to get it done tonight. -9 to the 10. I've even seen some 10.5s out there. Still like the number.
The 9 to the 10?
9 to the 10.
Like the 4 to the 1 to the 0.
Yeah, 3 to the 4.
Sam Houston, and I think FIU and New Mexico State go under 43.5. I got to say, though, even though we have college football every night, except for Monday and Sundays now, we get the same damn teams every night. They have this on lockdown. You're going to see Sam Houston. You're going to see Texas State. You're going to see FIU and New Mexico State and all these schools over and over again.
Okay.
I mean, they're getting national exposure, which is good for them.
Good for them.
Not necessarily great games to bet on all the time, but Sam Houston will be a top play for me today. I'm going to take the Dodgers and Yankees over 8.5. I think this is one of those games where, yeah, you're getting the Dodgers bullpen game. Yankees got to do some stuff to try to win it. And if they get down, we could see this get ugly real quick.
Yeah.
So I like the over here at 8.5. In the NBA, I'll give you my favorite plays. Love Denver, Brooklyn to go under 218. Again, Nets play at a slow pace. If you've been watching the Nuggets, their offense has been horrendous this year. I mean, even getting destroyed at home, we were on Oklahoma City that day. The Thunder beat them outright by like 20-some points at home. They were in Denver.
Excuse me.
So they got to figure some stuff out. I like the under there. My two favorite plays tonight are Minnesota minus the 5 to 5.5 against Dallas. I think Wolves, you could call it a revenge game. Dallas is on a back-to-back. Love this spot for Minnesota. I would bet this early in case there is some shenanigans with guys sitting tonight. I don't expect it early in the season with Dallas, but it does happen from time to time. And my favorite play, Sacramento, Utah, over 235.5. Utah... They stink on defense.
What do they call it?
They're not what some people might call very good on defense. They give up so many points. Sacramento can play an extremely fast pace. To me, Sacramento has the fastest player at point on their team, and that's De'Aaron Fox. And this looks like a DeMontis Sabonis triple-double night. I mean, the guy stacked up triple-doubles last year like they were going out of style. And I think this is where you have to look. So, again, my favorite plays tonight so far, Sam Houston, Minnesota, that would be the Timberwolves, over the Dallas Mavericks. And if I'm telling you to bet against my Mavericks, it means I probably like this play a lot. Sacramento and Utah over the 235.5. So there you go.
There you go. 410-583-1057 is the number.
I was wondering something. I wanted to ask Ed. So, Ed, as many times as we walk in this room, because I came in the studio yesterday and I got here very early. And Rob wasn't in the room, but it smelled like something died in here.
Yeah.
Like overnight, like something was left dead and just rotted, and the paint was peeling off the wall.
And there's no paint.
I actually left the room. Now, my question is, what's the right word to use? With how wet and nasty some of those things sound and smell, he got to be walking around with mud butt all day. It has to happen. There has to be some sort of substance or leakage, if you will. That's going on over there, Rob. Would you like to?
No, I'm dry as a bone over here.
No, I don't buy into that.
Dry as a bone, bro.
Because if you ain't dry at work.
You know me, I would not be walking around.
You're wet from those dude wipes.
No, I would not. I got dude wipes.
You got some moisture back there.
No, dude wipes right before I stand up.
Who crapped my pants? Cool. You did. Now, he let one. I stayed over on this side, and I'm glad it didn't make it to me, because he let one out when he was leaving the room earlier. Yeah, he left out. You were doing a live read, Ed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is that going to get to me? Because yesterday was...
is that going to get to me?
Do you remember yesterday doing that in the morning?
Yeah.
Because it was awful in here.
I had chili the night before.
It was awful, man. That's probably why you were in the bathroom.
No, that's my time anyway.
Is it?
The same time. Joe, I tell you, I always say, Joe, give me a 1 minute warning.
Bubble guts. All over the place.
Yeah, bubble guts is called regular.
That's
dude,
not regular.
You poop so much, you man. Yeah. It's nonstop.
And it can't be like normal bowel movements either. It's just got to be, I don't know, wet. Wet.
But you got to go fast, too, because we don't have a lot of time. So, you know, he's in there like.
That's why I go more than once.
All right.
Press pause.
It's like a horse. He can do it while he's moving.
Yeah.
It's like, he just keeps going.
Last week, I would have killed for just one of those.
Yeah.
You were backed up. What's inside my butt? Get it out.
Baltimore, Rashad. What's up, Rashad?
What's going on, fellas?
Not much, man.
Hey, listen, before I get to the Ravens, right, man, y'all heard y'all, everybody keep talking about the Commanders, that little lucky play they had, man. You know, 100 times out of 90, man, they ain't going to work too often, man. You know, they got lucky.
100 times, me, man. So 10 times out of 100
to
work?
Yeah. Y'all know what I was trying to say, man.
Yeah.
You know, listen, all that luck on the run out when they play the Cowboys, you know, they haven't faced this yet.
Well, they won't need a Hail Mary because that...
Yeah.
Gonna be up by
Two touchdowns.
You guys are going to need a Hail Mary, and then Dak's going to throw it to the other team.
No, man, we got Dan Quinn playbook, man. So we know everything he's going to run, all his schemes and everything, man.
So
we got a down pack.
Hold on, you know everything Dan Quinn's going to do, but he doesn't know anything the Cowboys are going to do after being there last year?
Well, you know, Mike McCarthy, he's going to switch it up on him. You know,
when has he ever switched it up? That guy's been doing the same crap for 15 years.
Listen, man, he's coaching for his job now, man. You know what he's doing last year. Right, we'll see, man. You know, we got Dalvin Cook back.
So yeah, I do got to give Cook. I got to give Rashawn credit for this, man, because he called it. Dalvin Cook came back, and without him, I don't know where you would have got those 12 yards from.
he's a solid game, man, but, you know, he's just warming up, though. You know, you're going to see they're going to release him more the next game. You'll see in Atlanta this weekend.
No, they're going to release him. You're right, eventually. That's what's going to happen.
Listen, man. All the way to the Ravens, right? Listen, man. I know they ain't going to make no big changes like fire or nothing like that, man. So they might as well just go and make a big trade, make a big splash. Like offer the Raiders a second-round pick for Cosby, man. You know, at least get a good pass rusher. Because I don't know what cornerback is out there that we can trade for right now. That's a decent cornerback.
I think you got to give up at least a one to get Crosby.
Max Crosby?
At least.
Cosby? What are you, Bill? Talking about Cosby?
Yeah, let's put something in their drink and see if we can beat them.
Joe has the encore.
Sorry.
You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Join the Elks Lodge.
Elks Lodge.
I remember.
Nah, man.
Yeah.
Picture me at the Elks Lodge,
Joe. I can. I go.
No.
Smoke cigars. The booze is cheap. Food's good.
That's like Flintstones.
Nice people.
Water buffaloes.
I knew I should have said that.
Remember the water buffaloes.
8% of the Elks Lodge demographics are black people.
8%.
Yeah, but that's so nationally.
You want me to move to Montana next?
That's nationally. This is Baltimore.
Bob's going to be in the next season of Yellowstone.
I don't know one of my friends, my black friends who are members of an Elks Club.
Yeah.
For those of you that are listening, let me know if you are. If you're not, if you are, you didn't tell me. Well, how do you even join? Honestly, no BS. How do you join the Elks Club?
Yes, you have to be nominated by someone who's a member already.
That's where it begins, Joe.
It's got you.
That's where it begins. You have to be nominated by someone who's already a member.
I'm going to get some guy call me right here. I'll get Rob in there. He wants to be in Elks Lodge. I'll get him in there down there in Dundalk.
What I can nominate accent. Him. I can bring him
what
in.
What is that?
Got you, Rob.
He's just... Oh, my God. He just went total Scott Van Pelt on us.
Guys, geez, a whiz. All the philanthropic stuff they do, they're great in the community. It's important.
It is?
Yeah, they do really good stuff. They seriously do.
All right. How long have you been a member?
Just a year.
And somebody nominated you?
Yeah. Then you got to vote on
it.
Stuff.
Will you let me come to the Italian men's thing down in Little Italy next?
Yeah.
No. The needle on the record is scratched.
That's... Not true.
I would like to go just to a meeting. That's the encore for the day. Oh, boy. Can you imagine me showing up to that, Jeremy?
What, going to the Elks Lodge?
Yeah, a couple. And the Italian men's thing that they do down there?
That'd be great.
For who?
You.
No.
You can get involved with the Italians? Yeah. You would know how to speak to Ed. What's your name?
It's-a me.
I speak Italian.
Give it to me.
It's-a me.
Oh, boy. They might be waiting out. Hey, you better have somebody else. Get Chuck to start your Jeep.
You know what? It's about the only accent I can do now without seeming like I'm making fun. Like, it's...
You're not making fun?
No. It doesn't seem racist.
Thank you.
It's not racist?
If I did an Indian accent or an Arab accent or...
So, what's the difference?
There's a big difference.
No. What's the difference behind the intent?
There's no difference. I mean, I'm making fun of everyone. But again...
There's only certain people you can make fun of now is what you're saying.
Yeah, like there are a lot of people saying, why don't you do more voices on the show like you used to? And I'm like, well, for what? To get canceled by somebody that gets their feelings hurt?
I'm about to get canceled.
The Italians are the only ones. They say, it's a me. I'm not a thing. Sorry. Now I'm going to get
that till they are.
Did you see the offer?
Yeah. Now time for you to find out what we learned today. Now, Now watch Ed watches. You know, he's going to be very careful how he speaks now because he knows we're listening. Go ahead, Ed.
I don't think so.
Go ahead, Ed.
I really had it with the NHL with this stupid overtime loss rule.
I'm like
just checking the standings.
Stupid.
It's ridiculous. When you were doing, you know, mm-hmm. the gambling segment, I was looking at, you know, the hockey standings, just see where we are today. Okay. The Devils now are leading the Metropolitan Division. Okay. No big deal. Rangers are in second by 1 point.
Didn't the Rangers just keep winning?
That's my point. The Devils have lost 6 games. They're 6-4-2. They're 6-6. The Rangers have been, they're 6-1-1. But because the Devils have 2 overtime losses, they get points for those. So they are leading the division by 1 point over the Rangers, who have a much better record.
That's really dumb.
It's a really stupid rule. It's really pissing me off. I wish they would change this. It's just dumb. They've lost 4 games outright, 2 in overtime. So that means they're 500, and they're leading the division. That's not right.
Not right at all. Couple of days today, National Oatmeal Day.
I love oatmeal.
I used to like oatmeal. I don't like it now. Today is your holiday, Jeremy. Today is National Hermit Day.
Hermit.
That's your day. And today is also National Cat Day, which is probably no coincidence that Hermit Day and Cat Day are on the same day because most cat people are
hermits. So like someone that never leaves their house?
Yeah. Yeah. Most cat people are hermits.
Is that why they're called hermit crabs? Because they never leave that shell?
Yeah. Wilfredo Gomez, boxer, celebrated his 65th birthday today. Former NFL player Michael Carter, 64 today. Former Ravens punter. He's no longer with us, but Greg Montgomery would have celebrated a birthday today. Mm. Remember him?
Yep.
R.A. Dickey, former Cy Young Award winner, turns 50 today.
Rah, rah, sis, boom, bah.
Travis Henry, former NFL running back, turns 46. Miguel Cotto, former boxer,
you remember my
turns 44.
The favorite thing about Travis Henry is that he had to borrow money from the Titans to pay his child support. Did you know that?
Yeah. NFL quarterback Andy Dalton turns 37 today.
Ooh.
Former Raven B.J. Sams and former running back, I think he won a Heisman Trophy, Maurice Claret. What? No, he didn't win a Heisman.
I don't think he...
They celebrate, they share a birthday today. Who's older, Sams or Claret, Ed Norris?
Maurice Claret.
I think this is a good one. Sams or Claret, Jeremy Kahn?
You said
Claret, right?
Yes. I'll say Claret.
Claret.
Claret. B.J. Sams today turns 44. Maurice Claret turns 41.
Oh.
That was a good
one. Idiots.
I would have gotten that wrong.
You guys are morons.
I would have gotten that one wrong.
All right. Well, I was going to tell you guys, I was sitting here yesterday eating lunch when I realized cottage cheese is not actually a cheese. In reality, you know, no cheese. It's just occurred to me. Visited my doctor yesterday. He told me my sugar was too high. So when I got home, I moved it to a lower shelf. Someone broke into my garage and stole my limbo stick. Seriously, how low can you go? Pretty sure I have bad posture, but it's just a hunch. I told my wife she was drawing her eyebrows too high. She looked surprised. And probably my favorite one today. I just found out that you don't need training to be a garbage man. You just pick it up as long as you go.
I love the look surprised.
Me too.
She looks surprised.
There's always a couple of good ones in here. Some of them are just bad.
Vinny and Haney up next. Cornell Woodland filling in for Bob Haney. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Taco Tuesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.